We're going to hit the phone line and visit with some special guests here this morning from Healthy Communities Coalition. We got Michelle Seil and Jen Whitman. Michelle is president of the Healthy Communities Coalition and Jen Whitman, vice president of Healthy Communities Coalition. Thanks, ladies, for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, and happy Monday to you and happy rainy Monday, I guess. So
we went from dry to now I need to mow my lawn and just lickety-split, didn't we?
Right, yeah, fast changes, yep. All righty, well, thanks so much for joining us here. Lots to talk about this morning. So first up, Michelle, let's start with you. And okay. You want to talk about the new park project going on, correct?
Right. One of the things that came out of a survey that was conducted by the Foster County Health, Public Health and CHI St. Alexius was from something that came from that is addressing the park over on the west end. It's really outdated and the equipment isn't necessarily safe for kids any longer. So we're putting in a new park project and new equipment. And so we're in the process of raising funds right now and gathering input on that as far as the name. We're going to host a naming contest and we're kind of very excited about the whole project. We do have the equipment ordered and so hopefully all of our funding will be available so we'll be able to put it in this fall. Part of the project in replacing the equipment is thinking about, you know, what the other two parks already have and trying to find different kind of equipment for that. And so we're going to include a big climbing structure, something for the kids who are slightly older, and including a zip line on this one. So it's kind of something a little bit different, but very exciting. And then Jen, if you want to mention, we've been talking, Jen's been working on putting in another kind of exciting new feature in Carrington. Do you want to mention that, Jen?
Sure. Gaga Ball has become very popular in surrounding areas and is getting some traction in our area too. So we got some grant funding to put in two Gaga pits in our area. And so it's a little bit like dodgeball, except below the knees. So it's a little safer way to play dodgeball almost. The kids are really enjoying it. So we'll have a couple outdoor Gaga pits, one in this West Side Park and then one out at the fairgrounds. So we're pretty excited to get those in.
And it's played in kind of more of a, what they call a pit rather than like a gymnasium or like an open field or whatever when you play dodgeball, right? It's more a confined area. Yes,
it's an octagon-shaped kind of pit or pen almost.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. So that'll be another feature that we're going to be adding into that park as well. And then one additional feature is over on the west end, when people use the park, one of the downsides, especially for families with young children who might be there, is that there is no bathroom facility. So another part of our project is adding in a bathroom. So those are all big projects, big undertakings that we're doing as part of our Healthy Communities goal to support healthy lifestyle here in our Carrington area. So anybody interested in donating or has any questions or wants to see a rendition of what the park will look like can certainly reach out to members of the coalition. I do have some of that information also at the city library. So we're happy to take anybody's donations or answer any questions.
Okay, good deal. Jen, did you want to talk about Out of the Darkness walk coming up?
Sure. So September 13th, it's a Sunday. We will be hosting the Out of the Darkness walk. So Out of the Darkness, this community hosts a walk, and it's more of a journey of remembrance, hope, and support. It unites our community and provides an opportunity to acknowledge the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. So people can start registering their teams, or if they just want to walk it as an individual now. And then the organizing group is going to meet this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the community room in the city library. So if you want to help organize this walk, you know, it's they call it an out of the darkness walk to fight suicide. So to create awareness, maybe connect with others that have walked your journey and have maybe experienced a loss. Yeah, anybody that wants to start organizing or register a team is welcome to start organizing with us or register their team. If people would like to fundraise, they can also do that. And the website is afsp.org/Carrington. And you can find that on the Healthy Community Facebook page, and other Facebook pages have also shared it. Foster County Public Health has it on their Facebook page. But that's afsp.org/Carrington.
And they're also looking for sponsorships. So primarily it's usually businesses or organizations who want to do sponsorships. And there are sponsorship packages available at Foster County Public Health as well.
Okay, sounds good. We're talking this morning with Michelle Seil and Jen Whitman, both with Healthy Communities Coalition. Jen, did you want to talk about the Kids Experience Program too?
Yes. So summer activities are coming up, so we always like to put this reminder out about the Kid Experience. The Kid Experience helps pay expenses for participation in local activities for our local kids. So it might be fees for baseball or softball. It might be a pair of sports shoes. We've done passes, you know, pool passes, uniforms, different things. So, you know, some of our kiddos can't quite afford to participate in some of these activities, and we would like to help them out. And so that is what the Kid Experience is. So what happens is someone fills out an application, and we have a fund, some money's put aside where we can try to fund those needs. Also, we have a list of donors who can be matched. It's all anonymous. So, you know, they don't know who, the donors don't know who they're funding, and the kids don't know, you know, where the money is necessarily coming from either. So it's all anonymous. So if there is a need in the community, you know, this is great for coaches that know of a kid that wants to play that has some financial concerns. You know, if you know of anyone in the community that could benefit from this, definitely fill out an application. I don't think we've come across a need we couldn't fund yet. So it's just a really, really great program. So that application can be found on healthycarrington.org, or you can email healthycarrington@gmail.com. I think it's also been shared on different Facebook pages as well. But again, healthycarrington.org. So yeah, we'd like to see those applications come in so our kiddos can participate in, you know, all the fun summer things going on.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks so much, ladies. Michelle, anything else this morning?
No, just inviting everybody to have a healthy and safe week. Stay dry.
Yeah, good. Jen, how about you?
Yeah, I think the people praying for rain and moisture this past year have done a great job.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's well, especially last night, big storm last night. So,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it changed.
All righty, well, good deal. Well, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Good information and good subjects this morning. So, thanks and appreciate it.
Yeah,